Our young people, you just go out there, our young people are hurting, and we have the answer. And we get this love to flowing, right? This church is going to be full of young people's choir. It's going to happen. But we must start in our house by loving each other. If that person might not do exactly what you want, but you might have didn't do exactly what they wanted either. So what you do? So Lord, how can I show them extra love? We need to be like the lady that, Pastor, I know that story. I can't even call the name, but I read the story. About her. She went to church, and her husband told her, if you come back, you're not going to get in the house. But the love of God was in her heart. She sat outside the door all night. Next morning when he opened the door, guess what he said? Honey, what do you want for breakfast? That's what I'm talking about. That's love. But we are getting mad. And we'll talk about it for days. But then when we pray, we want God to move. No, we need to get intact and walk in love, and God is moving. That's just a fact. It's time. He's a charity to begin at home and spread abroad. That means it begin in Lorraine's house. I got to treat you right when you come to my house. I got to love you if I have to go buy you some chicken. Some in the church know what I'm talking about. You see what I'm saying? We must love. Love covers a multitude of fault. And we get to loving our children. They're going to get to loving the children when they go to school. Guess what? They're going to say, you know, I want what that child, I want what my friend got. Going to go home and tell their mom. Say, I want what he got. Say, you know, I said such and such a thing to him. Say, you know, he gave me some money. He bought my lunch. Love. Show love. Give a hug. It's time, church. The Holy Spirit says it's time. It's time for families to come together. It's time for the family of God to come together. It's way overdue. We say what we see in our community, but what are we doing? What are we saying over the community that we live in? We got to speak the word. When they told me that this virus was coming back again, I said, no, it's going out of here. I'm not agreeing with you. God told me I have what I say. So I speak to that virus in the name of Jesus and say, you just go on. We got too much work to do to fill the food with that. Do you hear me? Stop. You have what you say. Back to myself again. I was having what I said. I felt sorry for poor old Lorraine. That was a pity. Y'all don't know. That was a bad pity boy. I ain't had one like that, and y'all don't know when. But no more. The devil won't come there anymore. So you send him out of your house. Whatever going on in your house is not Christ-like. Get rid of it. Get rid of it. Because the word works. And he works through me. He came and delivered us. He came and delivered us. We are delivered. But there are so many people are hurting. And we are the light for them. And the only way they can come is through the love that we are going to show them. He said you can have faith, love, and charity. That's in the 1 Corinthians 13 chapter. He said, but the greatest of these is charity. That means love. The greatest of them is charity. Don't think, well, now, you know, my child been doing this X number yet. That's got nothing to do with it. The word didn't say how long. You can take that word and change the situation in your house or in your family or wherever. Don't look at how long it's been. Look at what you're doing now to change the situation. You can change it. Because the greater one is in you. And he already told her. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Never. Think about it. We who have children, and we bring them up in our home. But guess what? You couldn't be with them everywhere they went. You might desire to, but you couldn't go. But our Heavenly Father, no matter how many children he have, he is there. He need a sleep, not slumber. And he love us too much to sleep on us. He love us. He gave his only son, and his only son took, he went through some stuff, y'all, so I could be here. He took a beating on his back. No, none of us could stand. All because he wanted you and me to be healed. He wanted us healed. And we got to get that word across. I'm not saying anything about doctors. I'm just talking about Dr. Jesus tonight. You know how to acknowledge God and go to the doctor when you need to. I hope you know. But I'm talking about what Jesus went through so I could walk in divine healing. He went through that thing, 39 lashes. I ain't gonna let nobody hit my finger one time. I'm out of his way. He's not gonna keep beating up on me. But because he loved us though, he just stayed there. And he stayed there. And he stayed there. And he stayed there. So they couldn't recognize him. All because he wanted us to walk in divine healing. Think about it. He wants us to walk in peace. He wants us to walk in wisdom. He wanted us to live like king's kids. All of that is in this book. It's in this book. But you must get in there to get it out. And you must meditate upon it day and night. He said, meditate upon my word day and night. See, if I had been doing that, I wouldn't have went through the pity part. Come on, Bishop. We thank Bishop and Miss Cora for letting me share with you. I said.